The Senate will take up a bill by West Monroe Senator Jay Morris that would allow the legislature to file a lawsuit to oust an elected official for malfeasance or gross misconduct.
And it would have to be proven at trial that that official was guilty of gross misconduct, malfeasance, or conviction of a crime.
Baton Rouge Senator Larry Sellers expressed concern that a politician could be ousted based solely on accusations.
So even if it's just allegedly or someone assumes and they file a lawsuit, elected official can be removed from their seat even if they're not convicted.
A two-thirds vote would be needed to proceed with a lawsuit. As he seeks a third term, incumbent Senator Bill Cassidy faces two tough opponents, Julia Letlow and John Fleming, in the May 16th primary. Political analyst Mary Patricia Ray says,
if you are a registered eligible voter, especially in that closed Republican primary, which can mean you're a no-party voter as well, you should expect a barrage of messaging over the next 4 weeks.
LSU gymnastics had strong performances on the floor from Amari Drayton, Kaylin Chio, and Kalia Lincoln, and the Tigers leapfrogged Georgia in the final rotation to advance to the finals of the NCAA championships on Saturday. Coach Jay Clark.
I'm really happy for this team because we fought through some serious adversity today and couldn't get out of our way for two events and then put the pedal to the metal at the end.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.